Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Chaf, Siman Chaf Aleph. And the Chayyadim introduces the Issur Rabbanan, which was put in place, that if a person takes eggs, raw eggs, and whips them together, like a person froths the eggs together, mixes the egg together, it looks like he's ready to make to then cook them, make an omelet or scrambled eggs. So Chazal answered the first step, which there's no malach involved in that step at all, because it looks like he's planning to cook. Also, litra bay and bakara, person cannot take eggs, raw eggs, which are in a bowl, and mix them together. The nearest oisakei lavashim bekadera. It looks like his goal is to then cook them. They did not apply this issue only to eggs. It applies to other examples as well. So, a person wants to take, let's say, he has some gravy and some other things, and by stirring it quickly, it sort of makes it into a very nice mixture, which you can use as a dip or something of that sort. One would not be able to do so on Shabbos. Then the Chayyim gives an example which I am not familiar with. Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this example. He qualifies that this is also litrif and davka litrif pekayach. The person is doing it vigorously. That's when it's aser. But if a person stirs something gently, that's not going to be a problem of this iser of shrifa. Then it gives an example where that would be mutter. Is what apparently they used to take a drink. When they would drink coffee. They would take eggs and stir them up with water. And use that, like instead of what we have, putting in cream, they would use that in that place. So, a person wants to make that mixture of the raw eggs, which are beaten together with the water, and then put into the coffee. He says, if a person does it gently, that's going to be mutter. If a person wants to mix it with a little bit of liquid, the eggs and beat them just gently to drink with coffee, mutter. But now we have a problem of bishul. If you use hot water to do this, or your problem of bishul, you put this into the hot coffee. Eggs are a kali bishul, and therefore not only you cannot put it into a kli rishon, you can't pour from a kli rishon onto it. Even a kli sheni, one should be careful of the concern of kali bishul, especially when it comes to eggs, which Chazal said already that eggs are something which cooks easily. So a person would make this mixture and then put it into the coffee, which is a kli sheni. He would have a problem, potentially have a problem, that's going to be able to cook the eggs. So the liquid has to be not yatsa lettuce boy, so it cannot cook the eggs. It has to be pershim, it has to be warm. And then he points out that the person has to be concerned about the problem of burr, because they did not put the egg yolks in. It is to the eggs whites, so you have to be concerned how to do the process. There shouldn't be a process of burr. So the practical case, we don't have necessarily nowadays. But the concept still applies. A person wants to take milk and froth it up, something of that sort, by beating it strongly. It seems to me that would go into this concern of shifa. The next siman Chayyadim talks about is the lachas of atmana. He says he really spoke about the lachas of atmana earlier, but he wants to bring in a point which he forgot to put in over there. He's going to add it over here. This point it generates the famous question about the status of crockpots. And Almana, a lot of it is built on the point of Chayim that says over here, in Simen Chabez, which Rez Hashem will do in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.